With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana Governor Steve Bullock has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff today through sunset February 19th out of respect for the victims and their families of the school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Bullock, a Democrat, tweeted, quote, "Thoughts and prayers aren't solutions. We must reflect on both our mental health care system and gun safety laws and start the conversation about how we find solutions that save lives," unquote. Last November, Bullock signed off on budget cuts to state mental health programs. After state health department officials announced they would end all contracts with private companies that help people with developmental disabilities, the agency is changing course. Now the department says it will offer one contract for the entire state. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Montana currently has four nonprofit providers around the state that help people with developmental disabilities with everyday tasks. In December, the agency said it needs to end those contracts in order to save $2.5 million amid a state budget shortfall. Earlier this month, DPHHS and the companies tried to reach an agreement to maintain their contracts at a lower rate, but were unsuccessful. Now the health department says its new plan will allow for a competitive bidding process between the four current providers or a new one for one contract to provide disability services for the entire state. A spokesperson for the health department says the agency will submit details of this plan to the Department of Administration soon, although an exact date was not given. I'm Corin Cates Carney. With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Wyoming House of Representatives has agreed to vet a proposal that advocates for imposing a fee at Yellowstone National Park to help pay for wildlife conservation efforts in the states surrounding the park. The proposed resolution cleared an introductory vote today. Its primary sponsor, Republican Representative Albert Summers of Pinedale, says the idea is to generate money for the states of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho to deal with issues like wildlife collisions, disease, and migration routes. The states cannot impose fees in Yellowstone. The resolution requests that the U.S. Interior Department and the National Park Service enter into an agreement with the three states on a fee at Yellowstone. The Wyoming resolution does not specify how the fee would be assessed or what amount that would be. A Montana man acquitted of rape has been sentenced for posting online threats against a Bozeman police officer who investigated the case and the deputy Gallatin County attorney who prosecuted him. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that 35-year-old Jared Kuntz of Helena was sentenced Wednesday to 10 years with the Department of Corrections, with five suspended. The department will determine his placement. District Judge Brenda Gilbert also ordered Kuntz to undergo screening for mental health and chemical dependency treatment. Kuntz said he believed he was wrongly prosecuted in 2014 and was angry about the money he owed his parents for attorney's fees. He said he had been drinking and doing drugs before posting on Facebook that he would beat the officer and attorney to death with a baseball bat if they did not each deposit $500,000 in his bank account. A 45-year-old Canadian man has died in a snowmobile crash near Cook City, just north of Yellowstone National Park. Park County Sheriff Scott Hamilton told the Livingston Enterprise that the man was riding on the side of a hill above a group of trees Tuesday afternoon when he ended up sliding downhill into the trees and struck one. The man's name hasn't been released. He is from the province of Saskatchewan. Montana won't hold a Yellowstone regional hunt for grizzly bears in 2018, after state officials said today they want to avoid complicating a lawsuit over the animal's legal status. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks commissioners voted unanimously against a hunt this year. Commission Chairman Dan Vermillion says the move doesn't mean there won't be a grizzly hunt in the future. Federal officials last year lifted Endangered Species Act protections for an estimated 700 bears in and around Yellowstone National Park, opening the door for potential hunting. Indian tribes and environmentalists are challenging the decision in federal court. They say hunting could reverse the species recovery. Grizzly hunting in Yellowstone could begin this fall. No Idaho decision has been made. The Yellowstone population has increased from an estimated 136 bears when they were granted protections in the mid-1970s. Representatives from ExxonMobil are denying that the company acted negligently in the case of a worker who died while checking an oil storage tank in eastern Montana. The Texas-based company today filed its response to a recent lawsuit from the estate of 30-year-old Trent Vigas of Glendive, Vigas died in July 2010 while working for an Exxon contractor, Neighbors Industries. An attorney for the estate said Vigas' common-law wife began to suspect negligence years after the incident. The plaintiff's attorney says the case is similar to others where workers were overcome by dangerous fumes from storage tanks and died. An Exxon spokeswoman says an autopsy determined Vigas died of natural causes. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Responding to Wednesday's school shooting in Florida, Democratic Senator John Tester tweeted his heart goes out to everyone affected by the shooting and that schools and communities must be safe places free from senseless violence. In an emailed statement, Tester said, quote, "We have a mental health crisis in this country, and Congress must take action to get folks the help they need so they can better prevent these mass shootings from happening," end quote. Tester, who's running for a third Senate term this year, received an A-minus grade from the National Rifle Association on his gun rights voting record in 2012. His office says he supports legislation that expands background checks on firearms purchases, and he favors banning bump stocks. Of the four Republican candidates that have filed to run against Tester, so far only Matthew Rosendale, currently Montana's state auditor, has commented on the Florida shooting, tweeting, quote, "Sending prayers for the victims and family members affected by the horrible violence in Florida this afternoon," end quote. Rosendale lists honoring the Second Amendment as one of his main issues, saying he'll protect the right to own firearms and fight federal legislation that infringes on it. Military veteran Troy Downing also lists the Second Amendment as a key campaign issue, adding the right to bear arms is under attack. Judge Russ Fagg calls himself a pro-Second Amendment candidate. The NRA endorsed Republican State Representative Al Ashefsky for his 2016 run for the Montana legislature. Gun rights are not listed as an issue platform on his campaign website. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines wrote in an emailed statement that he's heartbroken children have been exposed to such tragedy, but that an individual intent on harming others will do so regardless of whether laws are in place. Daines wrote, quote, "I cannot support controversial firearm restriction proposals that would undermine our Second Amendment rights and that many experts believe would be ineffective in preventing violent crimes," end quote. The NRA endorsed Daines in 2014 and donated $7,700 to his congressional campaign. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.